Chapter 13, I Am Determined, Finishing Grace. It doesn't take a lot of effort to start things. A diet, school, a family. Starting is easy. Finishing is what can be difficult. Almost any young lady can have a baby, but it takes a mother to really raise that child. Any two people can get married, but it takes commitment to stick with it for the long haul. Anyone can have a dream, but it takes determination, perseverance, a made-up mind to see it come to pass. The question is not, will you start, but will you finish? Will you finish the diet? Will you finish school? Will you finish raising your children? Too many people start off well. They have big dreams. They're excited about their futures. But along the way, they have some setbacks. It's taking longer than they thought. Somebody didn't do what they said. Over time, they get discouraged and think, what's the use? It's never going to work out. But God is called the author and the finisher of our faith. He has not only given you the grace to start, He's given you the grace to finish. When you're tempted to get discouraged, give up on a dream, give up on a relationship, give up on a project, you have to remind yourself, I was not created to give up. I was not created to quit. I was created to finish. You have to shake off the discouragement, shake off the self-pity, shake off what somebody said. If you will keep moving forward in faith, honoring God, you will come into a strength that you didn't have before, a force pushing you forward. That's finishing grace. That's God breathing in your direction, helping you to become who He created you to be. This grace is available, but you have to tap into it. It's not going to do us any good if we sit around in self-pity, thinking about how difficult things are, what didn't work out. Well, my college professor is so hard, I'll never pass his course. Friend, you have the grace to finish. Quit talking defeat and start talking victory. I can do all things through Christ. I am full of wisdom, talent, creativity. I will pass this course. When you say that, finishing grace will help you do what you could not do on your own. Even in simple things, you start cleaning your house. 5 minutes later, you think, I don't feel like doing this. I am so tired. This is boring. Instead, turn it around. Say to yourself, I am strong in the Lord. I am full of energy. I am healthy. This is no match for me. If you will tap into this finishing grace, you'll vacuum your house as though you're on a mission from God. Maybe you're tempted to give up on a dream. Things haven't turned out the way you planned. It was going fine at first, but then you had some obstacles. You think it just wasn't meant to be. Here's what I've learned. The enemy doesn't try to stop you from starting. He has seen a lot of people start. That doesn't bother him. But when you have a made-up mind and keep pushing forward, doing the right thing, taking new ground, when he sees you getting closer to that goal, he will work overtime to try to keep you from finishing. Don't get discouraged when you have setbacks. People come against you, you get a negative medical report, that's a sign that you're moving toward your finish line. The enemy was fine when you got started. He was fine when you were way back, no big deal. But when you began to make progress, that got his attention. That's when he threw out some obstacles, some challenges. Where you confused him is he thought you would give up after the first few difficulties. He thought you'd get discouraged when that friend turned on you, when you lost that client, when your child got in trouble. But instead, you kept moving forward, thanking God that He's in control, thanking Him that He's fighting your battles, thanking Him that no weapon formed against you will prosper. What were you doing? Tapping in to finishing grace. When you should have gotten weaker, you got stronger. When you should have been depressed, you had a smile on your face. When you should have been complaining, you had a song of praise. Instead of talking about how big the problem was, you were always talking about how big your God is. When you should have gone under, God caused you to go over. When you didn't see a way, He made a way. When people came against you, He fought your battles, and you came out better than you were before. You may be up against challenges right now. It's because you're moving forward. You're making progress. Keep reminding yourself that God is the author and the finisher of your faith. He helped you get started. That's great, but there's something more important. He's going to help you to finish. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. It says in Philippians, God began a good work in you, and He will continue to perform it until it's complete. One translation says He will bring you to a flourishing finish, not a defeated finish where you barely make it, you're beat up and broke. You are coming to a flourishing finish, a finish more rewarding than you ever imagined.